The sculptor Virginia Abbott is nationally recognized, has a studio in the Banana Factory on 3rd Street in South Bethlehem, and has a show currently up in Blink Optical and a few doors up in the lobby of Theater 514 on 19th Street in Allentown, just across from the 19th Street Civic Theater. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael. Her current work addresses a variety of environmental issues, as well as being made from green materials. When people see my work, I hope they enjoy or are moved by the subject matter, but just as important is that they begin to discover how surprisingly intricate and beautiful, yet sturdy, sculpture made from recycled materials can be. I create cast paper sculptures entirely from post-consumer pulp, which is pressed into molds from my original designs. It is my small way helping the earth stay green. Who knows? If more of us thought about ways to turn trash into treasure, it might not be such a bad thing. Mother Nature would certainly approve. Sculptor Virginia Abbott.
Just curious about the molds that you make in addition to the sculptures. You seem to be perfectly at ease with the three-dimensional object coming out into the space and a three-dimensional object that is space that then gets filled into it.
That's knowing how to make a mold, making a positive, and then putting stuff on the positive to create the negative. And it is all very confusing sometimes, which way I'm going, inside, outside. I've actually made a language for myself so I know which side is which, because there are four sides to a piece now. And I like to finish the work on both sides so they all look like presentation sides.
If you get a nice middle distance of about 2-3 feet away from them, they flip. They turn from concave into convex, and they actually move out at you kind of in a 3D, you know, way. Is that something you chanced upon? It was something you were aiming for?
I knew about it. As a matter of fact, I have a theory that Leonardo da Vinci sculpted somebody, could have been the Mona Lisa, and noticed that effect. Painted, I'm really putting this out there. He noticed the effect where the eyes follow you when things are in concave, and it actually turned to look convex, so it looks dimensional the right way. So he painted from the mold. He copied the illusion as the underpainting and then did his sumato glazes, and that's why Mona Lisa is so effective. As a matter of fact, the Da Vinci Science Center owns a reverse image Mona Lisa of mine because of my theory.
The theory's been made flesh. You've actually got it out there, fleshed out into a real piece of sculpture.
I did.
The other thing I love, one of the pieces that you have on the show over on 19th Street in Allentown, is the iron worker or somebody in a foundry situation, but you have concave and a convex. They're next to each other. They flip back and forth, and they rest very comfortably next to each other. They create this neat third thing with the two of them abreast of each other.
Yeah, their mirror image, because of being concave, convex, one has the Bethlehem steel workers where it looks like they're actually there, they're coming out. It's a bas-relief sculpture, they're dimensional. And the concave version gives it a spirit-like sensation where you feel it in the past. It's stating the same thing, only it gives you a different distance, a different eerie feeling. And you really want that with an industry that's gone. You feel its absence.
Doing a lot of historical pieces, and I don't know if this is something you've always pursued, but a lot of your pieces, I'm looking up at the quilters and Count von Zinzendorf, pieces that reference historical events. And you have another piece over there about the Hurricane Katrina, also historical, but in a much more carnival atmosphere. It captures the melancholy and the revelry kind of nicely juxtaposed.
For the Hurricane Katrina, I wanted to take a whimsical style but say something serious with it. I wanted you to be attracted to the flash of it, but also look deeper at the emotions and the turmoil. Some of the pieces were commissioned. The quilters, the Moravians, the Hill to Hill Bridge, the Lenny Lenape, they were commissions. But, you know, as you're saying that, I've also sculpted the Lehigh Valley Zoo, places local, so I enjoy doing that as well.
The historical investigative work, detective work, in order to make the piece, or in making the piece, there's a little bit of that involved, no?
Oh, absolutely. It appeals to my sleuthiness. Just to say, okay, what kind of chairs are from this period, and It is. It's interesting that you picked up on that.
The sculptor Virginia Abbott. Her work is on view in Theater 514 and Blink Optical on 19th Street in Allentown, directly across from the 19th Street Theater. And she maintains a studio in the Banana Factory, where she'll greet visitors on first Friday in September. More information also available at virginiaabbott.com. Musings is supported by the Dorothy and Dexter Baker Foundation. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael, and you're tuned to WDIY, Lehigh Valley Community Public Radio.